I call this meeting to order. Good morning. It's a new year and a new semester, and today we have a new Board of Trustees. We have a very brief agenda in front of us today focused on the election of new board members. Is there a motion to approve the amended agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Support.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The agenda is approved. May I call for Trustee Byram to discuss the resolution on consulting services?
This is the amended agenda, so the board is bringing forth a resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Michigan State University hereby authorizes the board chair to negotiate and enter into an agreement on terms acceptable to the university for consulting services for board governance and bylaws and policy development. Is there a second? I move.
Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
I move the resolution.
Is there a second? Any discussion? All those in favor?
Well, let me just say that this is the board's commitment to do a board governance review. We've spoken about that to both the faculty and the student liaisons. And this is that first step to engage with consultants and so that you know that we are serious about this and this work will start as soon as possible. I anticipate a letter of engagement signed this month yet and work to begin immediately. So the board wanted to make sure that everyone knew that.
Thank you, Trustee Byram. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The agenda is approved. We now open the floor for nominations for the Office of Board Chair. Are there any nominations for the Office of Board Chair?
I would like to nominate Trustee Rima Vassar.
Trustee Tebe has moved to nominate Trustee Rima Vassar for the Office of Board Chair. Trustee Vassar, do you accept the nomination? Trustee Vassar has accepted the nomination for the office of the board. Are there any further nominations for board?
Need a second. Don't we?
We're looking for further nominations?
No.
At this point, we look for.
Okay.
Point of order, Chair.
Do we need a second on Rima's nomination before we move on? No, we do not.
Are there any further?
Yes. I put in nomination the name of Trustee Renee Kanaki Jefferson.
Kanaki Jefferson, do you accept the nomination?
I do, thank you.
Trustee Kanaki Jefferson has accepted the nomination for the office of the board chair. Are there any further nominations for board chair? Hearing none, the nominations for the office of the board chair are now closed. Acting Secretary Quinn will now conduct the vote.
Trustee Byram, how do you vote?
Renee Kanaki Jefferson.
Trustee Denham.
Rima Vassar.
Trustee Kanaki Jefferson.
Or Trustee Jefferson, thank you.
Trustee Kelly.
Rima Vassar.
Trustee Pierce.
Trustee Jefferson.
Trustee Scott. Trustee Scott?
Yes, I hear you. Give me a moment.
Trustee Tebe.
Trustee Vassar.
And Trustee Vassar.
Trustee Vassar.
That is 5 votes for Trustee Vassar.
The board has elected Trustee Vassar as its chair. We will now open the floor for nominations for the office of vice chair. Are there nominations for the office of vice chair?
Yes, I nominate Dan Kelly.
Trustee Tebe has nominated Trustee Dan Kelly for the office of vice chair. Trustee Kelly, do you accept the nomination?
Yeah.
Trustee Kelly has accepted the nomination for the office of vice chair. Are there any further nominations for vice chair? Hearing none, nominations for the office of vice chair are now closed. Acting Secretary Quinn will now conduct the vote.
For the roll call vote, it will be a yes or no. Trustee Byram.
Yes.
Trustee Denno.
Yes.
Trustee Jefferson.
Yes.
Trustee Kelly.
Yes.
Trustee Pierce.
Yes.
Trustee Scott.
Yes.
Trustee Tebe.
Yes.
Trustee Vassar.
Yes.
It is unanimous.
The board of the board has elected Trustee Dan Kelly as its vice chair. That concludes the election of the officers. It is now time for public participation. Acting Board Chair Quinn will call the roll of public participation.
We will now proceed to the public participation portion of the meeting. Each individual who has signed up to speak will have 3 minutes to address the board. Your time will end when the buzzer sounds. We will now hear from Kayla Williams, followed by Brian Turnbull.
Hello, my name is Kayla Williams, and I'm a 2010 chemical engineering grad who's had the opportunity to compete for Michigan State in diving from 2006 to 2010. In my spare time, I spend a few hours, 3 days a week on a pool deck up in Midland coaching diving. And I say spare time, but with a full-time job and 3 children of my own, carving out this time to pay it forward is incredibly intentional. For those who are unfamiliar, today marks the 16th Board of Trustees meeting that our Battle for Spartan Swim and Dive advocates have attended to address the board after these programs were cut. Our goal in returning today is to educate and ultimately secure a follow-up meeting with President Woodruff and AD Howler to discuss adding varsity swimming and diving programs to MSU's athletic department. When thinking of how to quantify the value the residents of the state of Michigan place on swimming and diving, I got curious. What better way to capture the interest level and national success than reviewing the All-American data? Brian will speak to the swimming numbers, but I wanted to focus for a minute on diving. I pulled the numbers this week, and I'll admit that what I found even surprised me a bit. Over the past 5 years, Michigan, as a state, has ranked in the top 5 nationally in high school diving for both girls and boys based on the number of athletes securing All-American honors. In fact, the boys' All-American data has Michigan ranked first nationally 3 of the last 5 years, and second the other 2 years to Texas. Just for reference, we are 10th in overall population in the United States. This suggests to me an above-average interest and talent pool exists in Michigan for diving. Are you surprised? I know I was. Why did I want to share this data with you today? It's my understanding that in scope for a future phase of the Health and Wellness Center is a pool, potentially a 50-meter pool with 1- and 3-meter springboards, or maybe a pool with a 10-meter diving platform and spectator seating. Either scenario would be sufficient to support a varsity swimming and diving team, who would ultimately help offset the cost of these facilities through usage fees and helping host other events in the venue. I can't help but wonder, though, how do schools like Iowa and Wisconsin end up building new facilities with 10-meter diving platforms and arguably less local talent and interest? Are they simply looking at this as an opportunity to do something right for the first time so they have no regrets later? Or are they perhaps anticipating revenue from hosting events large enough to offset these construction costs? One thing's for certain, with the right facilities, these other schools will be able to attract talented divers from other states, like Michigan, where there is a lack of sufficient D1 opportunities to compete. As a coach in the state of Michigan, I would love nothing more than to one day see a swimming and diving state meet hosted at Michigan State again. A centrally located aquatics facility with adequate seating is sorely lacking in the center of our state. Thank you for your time, and go green.
Go white.
Thank you. We will now hear from Brian Turnbull, followed by Michael Bela.
President Woodruff, members of the board, thank you for this opportunity to speak about the MSU swimming and diving varsity programs and the new 50-meter pool. My name is Brian Turnbull, and I'm a retired State of Michigan Department of Management and Budget leadership team member. I'm a lifelong resident of East Lansing and an MSU alum. My wife is an alum, my son is an alum, and 14 members of 4 generations of my family are alums or retired faculty. So I guess I'm a little bit green and white. We even raised our kids in a green and white house. So I'm one of tens of thousands of people that have directly benefited from the outstanding MSU varsity swim and dive program. The swim club I was a member of as a kid in the 1960s was founded by MSU swim alum Jack Seibold. So 54 years later, the club is still going strong and still coached by an MSU alum. and always has been coached by an MSU alum, and has produced thousands of active kids and active adults, elite swimmers, many elite swimmers and divers, many coaches and aquatics program leaders, all of them thoroughly green and white. Jack indoctrinated us. So multiply this story by almost 1,000 MSU swim and dive alums over the last 99 years, because this is what MSU swimmers and divers do, just like Kayla was talking about. They coach and they teach and they create great programs, aquatics programs. So they are a 99-year legacy of excellence and outreach. Ambassadors for MSU, green and white through and through. So I'm saying that MSU had a good thing going with varsity swim and dive, and let's keep it going. Let's get it going again. The Great Lakes established Michigan as a very special place on this planet. Aquatic activities and aquatic safety are a big deal in Michigan. With 3,288 miles of freshwater shoreline, it follows naturally that Michigan is one of the top five states in the nation for competitive swim and dive. So I'm just talking about swim right now, but Michiganders have a passion for aquatics. The five-year analysis of high school swim All-American data that I supplied to you shows Michigan's national status. Top five, or actually top three of the last 3 years. Until MSU restarts swim and dive, hundreds of Michigan All-American athletes will be looking at other schools. So I'm saying let's get that Big Ten quality 50-meter pool built in the new rec center with good spectator seating and good locker rooms. And let's restart the varsity swim and dive teams and get to recruiting our great group of Michigan high school All-Americans. I firmly believe that the university can reclaim its status from the 50s, actually the 40s even, 60s and 70s as a nationwide leader in aquatics programs and competition. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now hear from Michael Balo, followed by Alec Mickery. Mr. Mickery will be participating via Zoom.
Good morning to everyone, and I'd like to welcome our two new trustees and congratulate the board on electing a new chair. I, for one, am hoping for a better 2023. Just to reset things as we complete our 27th month of our request that MSU reconsider its decision to eliminate our intercollegiate swim and dive team, we kind of have a new motto: swim and dive is still alive here in 23 after 27 months. I want to say that I've been heartened over the last 45 days at some of the movement I've seen. We've never had a meaningful meeting in over 2 years with any existing athletic director or president until last month, December 1st, namely December 8th and December 16th, which was the board meeting. And then after the board meeting, in which some pretty strong statements were made that identified an unquantified gap in funding that was some sort of obstacle, but we had, I think, a productive and fruitful meeting with the president's office on the 19th of December, in which we, I believe, endeavored to work together in the first quarter of this year to see if we can find a solution. One thing I'd like to say, though, is that, you know, as recently as January 6th, we keep hearing that there are financial and facilities issues which are not quantified. And if we'll just get the donors to knock on the door, we might have something. But I think it's backwards, because I think what we need to do is, rather than have these oblique references to financial facilities, we need numbers and spreadsheets. I could not walk into my boardroom at work and say that I couldn't solve a problem without the data behind it. I wouldn't be allowed to do that. I would be run out of that room. I've never been on a board where decisions were made without the facts and data behind them, especially when there's a professional group of people who are willing to help. So what we want is the cross-functional team at MSU, which would be comprised of the president's office, advancement, the athletic director's representative, and someone from facilities, along with ASMSU and the athletes and alumni. Those are the stakeholders that have the solution and the keys to the solving this problem. But what everyone needs to understand is that the teams do, as we sit here today, generate $1.2 million in net revenue to MSU each and every year. That's the tuition and fees above the cost. What everyone needs to understand is there will be no tax on the student body for a competition pool, as has been alleged. I'm going to stay after and speak with representatives from ASMSU and the Council of Graduate Students if they so desire, because I have the facts behind that. In fact, the opposite is true. If the swim team were to come back, it would pay a subsidy and a usage fee over to MSU facilities to help operate that facility, along with the capital funding that the alumni group is willing to put into the building for things like locker rooms and scholarship endowments. What everyone needs to understand is that there is no scenario in which MSU can demolish IM West without building the new aquatic center. We've identified over $10 million in pledges, and we have a new TV contract, and actually, dare I say, a gambling house contract with Caesar's Palace. All at the same time, we've eliminated this historic program. Who in this room is okay with that? I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. So we know what the right thing to do is. I'll leave you with this. It's been said that the right time to plant a tree is 30 years ago. But if you couldn't do that, do it today. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now hear from Alec Mickery via Zoom. Mr. Mickery, are you there?
I am here. Hopefully you guys can hear me.
We can.
Great. Dear Board of Trustees, thank you for letting me participate by Zoom today. I did not believe I would need to be standing here again talking about Dean John J. Drew's dismissal. After the release of the investigative findings from Quinn Emanuel to the Board of Trustees 4 weeks ago, the expectations of the Broad College of Business Advisory Board and the Financial Market Institute Board was that Dean Gupta's dismissal was top priority and that the Board of Trustees would move expeditiously with urgency to provide a solution to all parties involved, and this would also lead to transparency to the MSU community. Unfortunately, I am back reaching out to the Board of Trustees because the lack of leadership by the previous board chair has failed due process in our opinion. This is disappointing because it feels to many MSU Broad College students, faculty, and alumni that previous leadership of the board was just kicking the can down the road, at best, and at worst was trying to cover up what happened. The students, faculty, and alumni deserve better. They deserve the facts. The Board of Trustees must be held accountable. The trustees hired Quinn Emanuel in a 7-1 vote to do an investigation into the dismissal of Dean Gupta. Quinn Emanuel has done their job and have reported their investigation findings to the board. It's time for the board to move forward with these findings and provide solutions. We do hope a new path forward starts today, with two new board members joining and a new board chair. We expect the new leader will be more responsive to all constituents, take responsibility to find solutions, increase communication, provide increased transparency, and most of all, lead all board members in following the Board of Trustees' own code of ethics and conduct, leading to better accountability. The Michigan State Broad College students, faculty, and alumni have been exceptionally patient and supportive in allowing the investigation and due process to play out. But no one has been more patient or supportive of this process than Dean Sanjay Gupta himself. With this in mind, let's remember that Sanjay is a husband, a father, a grandfather, a professor, a dean, and a Spartan, whose life and reputation has been most affected by this unfair dismissal, and he has continued to do everything he can to take the high road and allow for due process to take place. We ask the new Board of Trustees chair to lead this board forward and follow your code of ethics and conduct rules. It's time to be leaders and do the right thing. Let the truth be told. As alumni, donors, board members, employers, parents, and Spartans, we care far too much to see this situation through to a fair and ethical solution. Thank you. Go Green.
Thank you. That now concludes public participation.
Thank you. I turn the gavel over to Chairperson Rima Vassar for the liaison's reports.
Good morning. I can't see the room that well, but I am sure we have Lee and Dr. Kelly Blake. Are they both there?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I turn it over to the faculty liaisons for your remark and your report.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year to you all. Congratulations to Trustee Vassar and to Trustee Kelly. On behalf of the faculty, I want to welcome the new members of the board, Trustees Dennis Deno and Sandy Pierce. We look forward to partnering with all of you to serve the best interests of our institution. Academic governance is the process by which Spartans are reminded that we are on the same team. And the university is at its best when we all work together. But as we begin this new chapter, it is important for us to make something clear about the relationship between the faculty and the Board of Trustees. The faculty is the university's most valuable asset, and we have a responsibility to speak out when the board is acting in ways that prioritizes its members' interests over those shared by all Spartans. For example, the board insists on continuing the Quinn Emanuel Review, meddling in academic matters, wasting millions of dollars in attorney's fees, and acting with the trademark lack of transparency that the board has come to be known for. The community needs to understand the scope of the review, its results, and its cost. The board's silence has given certain media outlets the opportunity to peddle conspiracy theories about non-existent palace intrigue, further damaging the university's credibility and the welfare of the individuals who serve it. Enough is enough. I do want to thank you for passing the consulting resolution for board governance. Effective governance requires a deep understanding of the complex and nuanced issues facing higher education institutions. It requires knowledge of best practices in board governance and the ability to critically assess information. The faculty of MSU are committed to excellence in all that we do, and we expect no less from the Board of Trustees. This is not an attack, it is a plea. Finally, I want to recognize the remarkable work of the faculty at MSU and our deep commitment to the academic mission of our university. We are dedicated to advancing knowledge, educating students, and fostering a culture of excellence. Like all organizations composed of human beings, MSU gets it wrong sometimes. When we do, we must be the first to acknowledge the mistake and implement a solution. But we must also acknowledge our success. And I would like to take this opportunity to commend the faculty for their tireless efforts in making MSU a premier institution of higher learning. To those watching us from afar, do not be fooled into thinking that drama defines our school. One need only look to the classrooms, research facilities, and scholarship to find the heart and soul of Michigan State University. Thank you.
Thank you, and Happy New Year. Now we'll go to the student liaisons for their report.
Good morning, I'm Carly Gomez. I'm the Vice President of Internal Affairs for the Council of Graduate Students, speaking on behalf of COGS today. This week, COGS is excited to welcome back all graduate and professional students to the MSU campus. At our upcoming meeting, we will hear presentations from the VP of Research and Innovation, Doug Gage, as well as the University Sustainable Investment Working Group. Funding applications are currently being accepted from graduate student organizations for events and from individual students for professional development and conference awards. Additionally, the Office of Graduate Student Life and Wellness is working alongside us to improve graduate student mental health and well-being. Finally, planning for the 15th annual Graduate Academic Conference is underway and on schedule. We will hold the Graduate Academic Conference on February 18th at the MSU Union. Please visit the COGS website, cogs.msu.edu, to learn more and register for this rewarding and low-stress presentation opportunity.
Hi, everyone. First of all, welcome back. I hope everyone had a wonderful and restful last month. I know I slept more than I ever have in my entire life, but here we are. For those who don't know, I'm Joe Kovach, the ASMSU and undergraduate student body president. To our new trustees, Trustee Deno and Trustee Pierce, congratulations. We look forward to working with you. Some background, student government has been at MSU since 1907. ASMSU has been here since 1965. Throughout that time period, we've worked with the board to uplift the undergraduate student voice. There are 40,000 of us that I'm privileged to represent, and I hope that carries the weight that I hope it does. So to go on with what we've been up to, we had our last meeting of the semester last semester on December 8th. There's a couple of things I'd like to share from that meeting. We passed about 12 bills, but Bill 5932 is a bill that asks for the publishing of data on communicable diseases tracking via wastewater. This is something that we find to be very, very important, especially for our disabled students on campus who need to know what is going around. Bill 5939 was a bill that we allocated some money to promote ASMSU Services Week. For those that don't know, ASMSU offers several services for students. We offer free iClicker and calculator rentals. iClickers cost upwards of $70, in case you're not sure about it. We offer free subscriptions to Spotlight, USA Today papers, New York Times, and New York Times Games. We offer free legal services and student rights advocates for students who assist students with the university judicial system. We offer SafeRide, which offers students a free ride home every night. We offer short-term, interest-free $300 loans. We offer free blue books, yearbooks, senior pictures, and printing as well. That's a lot for a $21 tax. We always want to do more, though. We still would like to ask for an open and transparent search for the next MSU president and ask for student liaisons to be able to have a voice on the four board committees. We look forward to working with Chair Rima Vassar. Dr. Rima has worked consistently with ASMSU throughout this year and has reached out in times where many seem to be silent, and we appreciate that, and we hope to see that going forward as well. Thank you all. And go green.
Happy New Year. I look forward to continuing to work with you all as well in this capacity. So I think what is next is my report.
No, just one moment. We have
Hello?
Bell.
Bell's here.
Sorry, I apparently walk far too slow. No, no, that's on me for being indecisive. I will stand up quicker in the future. I will echo the $21 ASMSU tax needs to be higher. Standing here with my $25 tax, just to brag real quick. No. I have a smaller constituency, so. Actually, what I want to talk today is how the trustees, not the trustees as a collection of people, but rather this room is just so disconnected from the student experience. Since I work mostly on very small issues, I'm no ASMSU, I'm RHA. I'm the on-campus student government. I deal with the mold in rooms, I deal with the buses running late, I deal with the footbridges. And whenever I come to this room, it's always big issues. And yes, MSU is a big school, but that just means it has a lot of small issues. Just like every single year, we have problems with the buses. And because they're small problems, they're never addressed. But like that affects every single student without a car, and that's most of them. Students aren't rich. And even for the ones who are, you can't have a car as a freshman. And even for those who aren't freshmen, it's really hard to park on campus. For a lot, it's not worth it. We still have so many accessibility issues in our halls. Like, hell, I hear about mold several times a week. I don't even know what to say anymore. Just like, go to IPF, please. And I come to this room and I'm like, I feel like I need to pick out a big issue. I need to sound important. I need to shake the earth. And I feel like we spend too much time shaking the earth. I'm tired of leaving this room with really, really cool things to talk about. I want to have a laundry list of positive changes we've made to improve this, like, university that I take to my friends and family, and they are bored out of their mind, and I don't care, because I care about this. I care about this university. I care about the students. And so I would really love to see more concrete steps in that direction, more listening sessions, more liaisons. I would still love to see CORES and COPS in this room. And so with that, I yield my time.
Thank you, Belle. I appreciate it. I didn't see you. The camera swung someplace else, so. Oh, that's good.
Good morning, everybody. Ani, hola, hello. My name is Stevie Quijas. I'm the at-large liaison to the board. I want to congratulate the new trustees. I look forward to working with you throughout 2023. I also want to thank President Woodruff for actively consulting with the liaisons in 2022. Going forward, I hope that student representation on the board committees and in this room is increased beyond that of the four liaisons. Specifically, whether a closed or open search, I urge the board to follow the ASMSU resolution to increase that representation within the presidential search. Students thank the board for making the results of the Hongeman report publicly available. And we also want to thank the board for hiring a professional development firm such that community confidence in the board is maintained. Students also hope that this newly structured board will be able to substantively review and revise board policies such as the public comment process, investment policies, and donor accountability, as well as naming policies. Many of them have not been updated for a very long time. And then lastly, as the founding land grant institution, we have a particular responsibility not only to raise awareness of the history of Michigan State and land grant universities, but to continue to call for increased recognition of the original inhabitants of the lands upon which our institution resides today. It is our duty to prioritize not only the agricultural cornerstones of our university, but also recognize and uplift the diverse student communities which make our university thrive today. This includes course offerings and academic support. However, much of this has been stripped back. From 2020 to 2021, there was a 16% decline in the graduation rate of Native American students at MSU, the highest of any racial or ethnic group. Going forward, I urge the board to move beyond performative land acknowledgments through proper recognition of Indigenous Peoples Day, to give greater recognition of the fact that diverse communities on campus have not only survived through colonialism and genocide, but still practice their culture today on campus. Lastly, in regard to the permanent presidential search, students seek a collaborator, a strategic thinker, and someone who remains committed to DEI. I hope this board will continue to engage with community stakeholders by public processes and roundtables discussions so that the new president can hit the ground running. And lastly, go green. Chimi Gwech.
Thank you for your comments. I want to make sure I don't have another student who's...
No, you're good.
You're good.
I want to make sure that they get their voices heard. I believe at this point is my report, and besides the excitement around training and professional development for the board, I would just like to thank the board for agreeing to work with me for the best of MSU. I do want to say that this moment is historic. There's been, I believe, 124 board members. Four were women of color. Three were Black women, two of which are on the board right now. And none of those women have ever been chair. And so to have me, the granddaughter of Hattie, the daughter of Robin, sitting in this seat today is pretty remarkable. So I just appreciate you all giving me that trust. And I appreciate an opportunity to make history today. I anticipate a resurgence of collegiality, and I'm excited about what we will do together as a cohesive team. I look forward to the transformative leadership of this board and a bright green year ahead of us. Go green.
Vice Chair Kelly.
All right, well, first of all, I want to congratulate Trustee and new Chair Vassar. I look forward to your leadership on the board. I want to thank the board and the bylaws for me being vice chair. And I do want to work together with everybody. So thank you. Happy New Year.
Trustee Byram.
I want to also congratulate our new trustees, Trustee Dennis Denno and Trustee Sandy Pierce. And I look forward to working with the new board leadership in 2023. I wish you success.
Trustee Scott.
Thank you. I'm much quicker to speak now. I apologize. I am a person, if you haven't figured it out by now, I always have to say a little prayer, and I always try to do what I believe is best for our university. And I think being able to move forward, no offense to Trustee Kelly, but I really like our bylaws as well. And I think this is a way to move us forward. And I have all confidence that Trustee Vassar is going to lead us extraordinarily into this next phase as we go into some very important decision-making with the new presidential search and other things coming up. And so I look forward to working with her obviously the other Black person on the board she referred to. I do recognize the historical significance of her appointment as our new board chair, and believe it's about time, quite frankly. And so congratulations to her. I look forward to working with Dan Kelly. And I'm so excited, and I apologize I was not there to meet Sandy Pierce in person, but I can already tell with her quick wit this morning that we are going to get along fabulously, and she brings such a depth and wealth of knowledge in finances, and that is an area that this board absolutely needs that expertise. I am looking forward to learning from her. I hope she is ready for someone like me that asks a lot of questions and will draw in on her experiences, and also ask that she hopefully mentor me so I can better understand the budget of MSU, which is very complex. So I'm talking a lot. But also Dennis Denno, who I am super excited to work with. I've heard of Dennis for many years, got to know him a little tiny bit back when I ran. And he is just a fantastic person from all accounts. And from my little bit of time with him, I know that we are going to get along fabulously as well. He has already asked some very poignant questions. He is someone that has already done some deep dives, has investigated things already. And I'm like, man, go Dennis, go Dennis. Like, that's what we need. So yes, I'm super excited to work with you as well. And I want to say to Trustee Kanaki Jefferson that I have no doubts in your leadership capabilities as well. I thank you for putting yourself out there. I certainly didn't want to be board chair, and many of the others of us did not want to. And I hope that you do not take this as in any way speaking to who we think you are and your importance on this board. The respect and admiration that I have for you is still, you know, there, and it has not changed. I don't want to take anything away from that. And I want you to understand in the position that I'm in, I look forward to the board just being able to move forward. And I think that's what the public needs. And I always try to do what I believe is in the best interest of the university. And so I do hope that you can understand. And I look forward to continuing to work with you, Trustee Tebay, my little sidekick over there. Why do you call her little? I look forward to working with you in this new term, 2 years, and go green.
Trustee.
I had one more thing to say. I'm sorry, Brian. I did want to thank Trustee Byram for her 4 years of leadership as our board chair. Quite frankly, it has been one issue after the other. I think we can all appreciate we have gone through some very tumultuous times, and Trustee Byram has steadfastly led us through them. It has not been easy to be board chair the last 4 years, and I recognize that. And I just want to thank her and just say, man, she has got some Teflon skin because she has had to endure quite a bit. And we just thank you, Diane. We hope that you continue to teach us all of the things that you know and work with us. I look forward to continuing to work with you, but I just wanted to, and I would have been remiss not to have acknowledged all of your hard work, and thank you personally for being an exceptional chair during the times that I've been on the board. So thank you so much. And that's all. Sorry.
Trustee Tebe.
What order are we going in today, Brian? I'm very confused.
Seniority.
Okay, that makes sense. I just want to say thank you both to Trustee Jefferson and Trustee Vassar for stepping up to even be considered for leadership. I respect both of you very much and look forward to continuing to work with you, and congratulations to Dr. Vassar. I'm excited for your abilities and capabilities to lead us into this new year. I want to welcome everyone back to campus. I'm very excited to kind of start fresh for 2023 and looking forward to a lot of development and continuing conversations. And yeah, I think that's it. Thank you.
Trustee Jefferson.
Thank you. So in my old office over on Shaw Lane in the law school building, I put up a quote across my wall, which became the mantra for how I've lived my life, really for the past couple of decades. The quote is, and the point is to live everything, live the questions now. It is from an Austrian poet named Rainer Maria Rilke. And live the questions now navigated me through raising toddlers while finding my way through the tenure process at Michigan State. It's something that I tell my constitutional law students and my ethics students when they are struggling. Live the questions now. It got me through training our COVID puppy, who is named Rilke, of course. And it's been my mantra for service on this board for from the appointment to deciding to run to secure a full term, and also to put my hat in the ring for chair. I am so optimistic about 2023 because we have new leadership, and that starts, of course, with our new chair, Vassar, and also having interim president Woodruff at the helm. Interim President Woodruff hit the ground running from the moment she stepped into the role. I am confident that Chair Vassar has probably already done the same. It wouldn't surprise me at all if she already is going to be working even today in her new role to move us forward. Both of them have extraordinary commitment to campus safety and healing, to academic excellence, to full implementation of the university's 2030 strategic plan and the DEI and RVSM strategic plans, and their leadership will light the way for all of us. I'm really looking forward to working with our newest trustees, Trustee Deno and Trustee Pierce. I also want to thank now Trustee Byram for her work, because the work that Chair Vassar has before her, we all have seen just how very difficult and grueling being in that role can be. And so I pledge to be a real support, both for you, Chair Vassar, and also for you, Interim President Woodruff, as we lead this institution forward. The Faculty Senate shared a list of characteristics they want the chair to embody. I printed it out. It'll go on my wall next to my Live the Questions Now quote, which is in a different office now, but still on my wall. I won't read them all here, but it occurred to me when I read them. I mean, of course, they focus on openness, communication, good governance, and everything you might imagine. But you might share them with the wider community. It occurred to me when I read them that they aren't just characteristics that the chair, the ideal chair, should embody, but it's something that every single one of us as trustees should live up to. And I pledge to you that I have tried to meet this mark the entire time I've been on this board, and I certainly will continue to do so. But I appreciate the reminder, and so thank you for that.
Trustee Deno.
So I'm very honored and humbled to be here today. Honestly, I can't believe I'm here. I want to thank first Dr. Rima Vassar for her, congratulate her for being the chair. It was a very difficult vote. We had two wonderful people who put their name out and were willing to share their time and their lives to run this university. Renee, I think the world of you, and I hope I'm still invited over to your house for coffee. I want to thank everyone who works here at MSU for making MSU one of the greatest universities in the world, and I sincerely believe that, and I really appreciate everything you do. I've met many of you, and I look forward to meeting more of you and listening and learning from you. Student leadership, thank you for stepping up. I've met some of you. I'm excited to meet more of you and to learn and hear about your experiences. When I ran, I pledged to bring transparency to this board and to this university, and I sincerely believe it, because when an elected board loses its transparency, we start losing our democracy. And finally, I would just like to thank law enforcement for being here and for all you do every day. Thank you.
Trustee Pierce.
Thank you. Well, first, let me also thank Trustee Byram for your service. And I'm thrilled that I'll still be working with you as a board member. I absolutely want to congratulate Dr. Vassar and Dan Kelly on your appointments. And I am honored and privileged to be sharing a seat with this board. And I am very optimistic about the future of our work together. I'm committed to the students. I'm committed to the faculty. I'm committed to the alumni, to live by our code of ethics. I hear you loud and clear on listening, on transparency, and I will live up to your expectations, I promise you. And if I don't, call me out on it. I'm not elected, I'm appointed. I appreciate those that are depending on me for finance. I'm not that good at it, but I'm gonna try. And but I'll do whatever I can to help this university move forward. And that's my commitment to all of you.
Very good. Thank you all. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye. Wait, I got to support, right? I support that.
Yeah, yeah.
All those in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstentions? The meeting is adjourned.
Take care, everyone.